Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
This is Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights from the May 2014 issue of AJN. On the cover this month, I love this cover. We show nurse practitioner Mary Lou Schultz Fisher with a young Haitian patient at the cholera treatment center in Bercy, Haiti. Mary Lou wrote an article describing the work done by Samaritan's Purse, a faith-based non-governmental organization to help contain the epidemic and treat those that developed cholera. While there, the organization managed more than 23,000 cases of cholera, and through their education efforts prevented many more. It's really a wonderful article showcasing specific details about what nurses did and how they managed this really devastating epidemic. Samaritan's Purse is one of many relief agencies that do this kind of work. They were already down there doing some work and so had a head start. They were essential to disaster relief efforts, helping rebuild infrastructure that were necessary, such as food, clean water, toiletries, and really provided medical care and education to the citizens down there. So we have the cover article that talks about the work of Mary Lou and her group. We have the CE article responding to the cholera epidemic in Haiti. And I hope you'll also listen to the podcast that I did with Mary Lou, providing a little bit more background and description of their work down in Haiti. Karen, why don't you talk about our second CE?
Okay, so our second CE is on a topic that I feel very passionate about. It's intimate partner violence in rural U.S. areas, what every nurse should know. And I myself am a survivor of intimate partner violence, actually living in a rural area at the time, so I understand the real importance of this information. So we know that intimate partner violence is a major healthcare issue, and that it affects one in three women annually. Well, one in three women will report that they've been affected by intimate partner violence at some point in their life. So this article describes some of the unique aspects or challenges that women face in rural areas when they experience intimate partner violence. And it provides a simple screening tool that can be used by nurses in all settings. So it also helps because nurses and all healthcare providers still don't feel comfortable, or most of us, or most nurses don't feel comfortable asking about domestic violence and talking about it with their patients. And so this article gives you some ideas about how to approach the topic and how to facilitate disclosure and also information about possible interventions.
We also have the third installment of our series, Systematic Reviews, Step by Step, from the Joanna Briggs Institute. And this particular article is called Constructing a Search Strategy and Searching for Evidence. And it talks about the major considerations surrounding search strategies. And it does provide an example of a search conducted using PubMed. So it's a really nice step-by-step, as the title indicates, approach to learning about search strategies and searching for evidence. And Karen, here's another topic for you, teaching for practice.
So we have this series on teaching for practice, which is a new series on the roles of adjunct clinical faculty and preceptors. And the first one is delineating the role of the part-time clinical nurse instructor. And one of the approaches to faculty shortage that people talk about is having nurses who are working at the bedside also act as part-time clinical nurse instructors for students. And who knows better, you know, who's more up-to-date on practice than the nurses who are working at the bedside. So this series is directed mostly to that group of people, as well as nurses at the bedside who are going to be preceptors for new nurses or nurses new to a particular role. So this article explains what the job of a part-time instructor is. Sometimes they're also called adjunct clinical faculty, and it lists the benefits and drawbacks to doing that work.
We also have an article, Critical Analysis and Critical Care, and this article is Noise in the ICU. This focuses on noise and describes basic sound level measurement terminology. It discusses recent research on the effect of noise on critically ill patients and evidence-based strategies to which nurses can actively contribute to decrease or protect patients from noise. And I have to say that having worked in ICUs, and doing all sorts of shifts, night, evenings, and days, I think it's very easy for us to get to forget, as we're going about our work day, what our patient's experience was. But if you've been a patient in a hospital or in an ICU, I think this is a very important issue. We also have our usual roundup of news. The AJN reports in the May issue is on addressing the rise in heroin overdoses and the controversy that is apparent around whether or not first responders should be allowed to administer Narcan and carry and administer Narcan in emergency situations. There's a great viewpoint called Power Napping in the Workplace, which I think many people appreciate. The editorial is a guest editorial by Joanne Dish, former president of the American Academy of Nursing, and it's called Take an Adversary to Lunch. And I think it's a great message for nurses for May, which is when we celebrate Nurses Week. So I think the editorial will be relevant for many people. And, of course, we have Drug Watch and Reflections. So it's another packed issue, and we have the podcast, as I said, with the people with the author of the Collar in Haiti article, Mary Lou Fisher. So we hope you listen in. Please join us on our blog, our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, check out our Pinterest page, and I think that's enough of the internet at this point. But we hope you have a good Nurses Week, that you connect with your colleagues and that your employers demonstrate just how valuable you are to your organization. And please let us know what kinds of things you did for Nurses Week. We'd love to hear about it.
Happy Nurses Week.